The Interior Energy Project is moving forward. Last night, finalists for an effort to bring natural gas to Fairbanks made public presentations at Pioneer Park. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, a finalist will be selected in December.
Wednesday, the Fairbanks public heard from five finalists vying to partner in the Interior Energy Project, an initiative to bring natural gas to Fairbanks. The companies that presented were Harvest Alaska LLC, Phoenix Clean Fuels LLC, Salic Incorporated, Spectrum LNG LLC, and Westpac Midstream. Karsten Rodvik is with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, which will make the final selection. He says the next step in the process comes up soon.
We expect to come to our board of directors, AIDA's board, in December with a recommendation for partner selection.
One of the hosts for the forum was the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. President and CEO Jim Dodson says recent events augur well for getting gas to Fairbanks economically. 2 weeks ago, the Federal Railroad Administration gave Alaska Railroad the okay to transport liquefied natural gas by rail. And Dodson says the Walker administration's proactive efforts on energy are especially important.
You need to have state support. Today, there is no community in Alaska that has affordable energy that has not had it subsidized.
This summer, Governor Walker signed House Bill 105 into law, legislation that aims to spur getting affordable gas to Fairbanks markets. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.